Samanta Chakravalesu Atragacchantu Devata Sadhammam Muni Rajasa Sunantu Sagga Mokkhadam Dhamma Savana Kalo Ayam Badanta Dhamma Savana Kalo Ayam Badanta Dhamma Savana Kalo Ayam Badanta Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Iti Pisso Bhagava Arahang Samma Sambuddho Vijja Charana Sampanno Sugato Lokavidu Anuttaro Purisa Dhamma Sarati Satta Deva Manusanam Bundo Bhagavati Svakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehipasiko Upanayiko Pachattam Veditambo Vinyuhiti Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Ujupatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Nyayapatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Samichipatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Yadidang Chattari Purisa Yugani Atta Purisa Pungala Esa Bhagavato Savakasangho Ahuneyo Pahuneyo Dakkineyo Anjali Karaneyo Anattarang Punyaketang Lokasati Etena Satcha Vajjena Patu Tvang Ratanathayam Etena Satcha Vajjena Patu Tvang Ratanathayam Tena Satcha Vajjena Patu Tvang Ratanathayam Karaniyamatta Kusalen Yangtang Santang Padang Abhisamecha Sako Ujucha Sujucha Suvachucha Samudu Anatimani Santo Sakocha Subarocha Appakichocha Sallauka Utti Santindriyocha Nipakocha Appagabbo Kulesu Ananugindu Nachakuddang samachare kinchi yena vinyo pare upavadeyum Sukino vake mino hontu sambe satta bhavantu sukitatta Yeke chipana bhutatte tasava thavarava anavasesa Dīngāvā ye mahāntāvā manjimā rasa kānu katūla Dittāvā ye vaddittā ye chadūre vasanti avidūre Bhūtāvā sambhavesīvā sambhe sattā bhavantu sukitattā Naparoparang nikubeta nāti manyeta kātta chinankanchi Vyāro sanā patika sanya nānya manya sadukka micheya Mātā yathāniyaṁ puttaṁ āyusā eka putta manurākhe Evampi sambhabhūte sumāna saṁbhāvaye aparimānaṁ Mettāñca sambhalokasmiṁ māna saṁbhāvaye aparimānaṁ Undang ado citiriyanca asambadang averang masapadang Titancarang nisinno wa sayano wa yavatas vigatamendo เอตังสติงอริเตยบรมเมตังวิหารังมิดมาหุดิทินจานุปกรรมสิลลวดัสเนนะสัมปันโนขามิสุวินัยยะเกดังนหิจาตุกัปปะสิยังปุนะเรติติเอเตนะสัจจวัจเจนะสุตติเตโหตุสัมปดาเอเตนะสัจจวัจเจนะสัมปโรโกวินาสตุเอเตนะสัจจวัจเจนะโหตุเตยะมังกลังยังดุนนิมิตังอวมังกลังเชโยจามนาโปสกุณาสสันดุปาปากะโหดุสุปินังอคันตังบุตตานุบาเวนะวินาสเมนตุยังดุนนิมิตังอวมังกลังเชโยจามนาโปสกุณาสสันดุปาปากะโหดุสุปินังอคันตังดัมมานุบาเวนะวินาสเมนตุยังดุนนิมิตังอวมังกลังเชโยจามนาโปสกุณาสสันดุปาปากะโหดุสุปินังอคันตังสังฆานุบาเวนะวินาสเมนตุสัพเพบุฑฺฑาบาลาปัตตาปัจเจกานัญจะยังบาลังอรหันตานัญจะเตเจนะรักขังบันดามิสัมปสุสัมปิติโยวิวัจจันโทสัมปโรโกวินาสตุมาเตบาววันตรายุสุขีดีกายุโกบาวบาวตุสัมปมังกลังรักขันตุสัมปเทวตาสัมปบุญฺฑานุภาเวนะสดาสุทธิภวันตุเตภวตุสัมปมังกลังรักขันตุสัมปเทวตาสัมปธัมมานุภาเวนะสดาสุทธิภวันตุเตภวตุสัมปมังกลังรักขันตุสัมปเทวตาสัมปสังฆานุภาเวนะสดาสุทธิภวันตุเตสาธุสาธุสาธุ
So Bhante and brothers and sisters in the Dharma, it's very happy to come here and have a chance to share Dharma with you. So for today, I speak on a topic regarding fate. What is fate?What we understand as fate, what common people understand as fate, what is this? Is this such thing called fate, or is it not? So this will be the main point, topic of discussion. 各位佛友们，今天我来这里跟大家分享一点法。很高兴看到大家有缘在这里聚会，那想跟大家讨论一个课题，这课题就是命运。什么是命运？到底有没有所谓命运这回事呢？这是我们的课题。我想你们大概在华人的世界里都一直都有着这种从小就有这种概念，看到老人家去求签，或者是看到人家在庙里求签，求了一个签啊，好签坏签，那么就讲啊，这个是我今年的运程，或者是小小那去算命，拿八字去算命，然后看看自己的一生的运程，父母也给孩子算，特别是当大家生活上遇到困苦的时候，就去算命，就去在想自己的命运会如何会如何。那有些更做的更多的，甚至是有些人要结婚也是要去看命运。这到底这个命运是什么？ 到底有还是没有呢？如果有又如何，没有又如何？这些，因为这个关系到我们生命很重要。作为佛陀的弟子，我们应该怎么看待这个课题呢？ So I'm sure some of you, most of us have this experience from childhood. You see our parents sometimes go to temple and do the what we call 求签 shake 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 something and come out. Then you go and calculate and get a piece of paper and interpret what is your life.And then sometimes, when a child is born, the parents will take the time, the date, and check the horoscope of the child. And then they say, oh, this child's future will be in this way, this way, this way. And then sometimes, you may not believe it, but sometimes when people are down, business are not doing well, life is not going smooth, marriage is suffering some crisis or whatever.Again, you find that even for people who do not believe in horoscope or whatever, they will go to a fortune teller and try to say, look at my palms, what is my fortune? So what is this thing we call fortune, fate, you know? A life, is our life really predetermined or not? This has affect us a lot, affect our mind frame, affect how we deal with life.这个课题影响到我们很深的，影响到我们对世间的生活的看法，我们怎么面对这个生命。那佛教里面呢，我们讲因果，如果过去你造过了善因，那么你会有善果，过去造了恶因啊，会有恶果。那么这个因果跟一般的命运，算命先生所讲的那种命运同不同？有些算命先生讲固定的死定的，讲你死你就是死，讲你活就是活。但也有一些算命先生，他讲了过后呢，他告诉你，来你再多给一点钱啊，我教你怎么转运。好，这又牵涉到另一个课题，转运。到底转运又是怎么一回事？给多一点钱就能转运吗？如果有如何，能怎样去转，怎样转才能，怎么转不能，这也是今天要跟大家讨论的课题。And sometimes when we believe in fate, or even for people who do not believe in fate, but when life is going not smooth, they go and check with fortune teller, and then the fortune teller, they will say, this is your fate, like this, like this, like this. And then you tend to believe, because you say, in Buddhism, we also have this law of cause and effect. When you do good, wholesome,And then you'll get good result. And you do bad, you get bad result. Isn't this fate? Is this the same? Is it equivalent to fate? And some fortune teller, they'll tell you, it is, yes, it is fixed. Everything is fixed. And some fortune teller will say, no, it is not fixed. All you need to do is just pay a little bit more money. Then I'll find a way. I do some chanting, do some ceremony to change your fate.And then this involves another issue, changing of fate. Can fate be changed? How? So a lot of questions, one leads to another. First thing, is there a fate? Let's look at what the Buddha teaches. The Buddha says, cause and effect. In fact, the deeper to see the workings of this karma, karma means the forces, whatever we do, we think, we speak, and we do. And then the energy remains after we have performed certain actions, due to our mind, or due to our intention, our chetana. Then karma is created. And it lasts until in future, until it ripens. So is this...So then some people will say, well, if that's the case, I can't do anything. My life is fixed because if I've done bad karma, this life I'm sure to suffer bad. If I've done good, we're sure to get good result. So no need to do anything. So some people say like that. So is this the right attitude? We need to ask ourselves, what the Buddha said? If we really understand, whatever happened in this universe, not only to our life, but in this universe, they are due to conditions. When various conditions come together, something exists, appear. And when conditions are not there, it will not be there. Various conditions, many, many conditions. And karma is one. Karma is not the only condition. Karma is one of the many conditions. This is what the Buddha said, what the Buddha taught. In this universe, we have not only karma, we have also universal law, a law like what we call gravity. And now scientists are discovering a lot of universal laws, some materially, but they don't know much about the spiritual aspect. This is also, various laws are operating. Gravity also. If you close your eyes and you walk over the cliff and you fall down, is that because of karma? Is that because of karma? Because of gravity, simple. If you go against gravity and you're not mindful or you didn't see and you fall down. It need not be caused by karma. It could just be due to other reasons. So you need to know. And those who know, they live better. Those who know the laws of the universe, they live better. And karma is one. And karma is one of the very important ones. 所以讲到这个，到底我们的命运是否真的就是这样子定下来呢？是否说我们佛教里面讲善有善报，恶有恶报，那么我做下了善，那我这一生就得到好的了；我造了恶的，这一生就坏的了。那不用想了，不用做了。不是的，不是这样的。其实呢， karma 只是在种种的自然界的法则里头的其中一个。比如说自然界的法则还有什么呢？像地心引力，它也是一种自然界的法则。科学领域所发现也是一些自然界的法则。这些都是自然界的法则。那么业，只是其中一种，可是却是很重要的一种。 那么，好，我们专心在讲这个业。在经里呢，曾经有一次，佛陀是跟比丘们这么说。佛陀说：“比丘们啊，如果生命里面一切都已经定下来，而且定下来的再也不能改变的话呢，如来何必教法呢？” 一切都定下来的，谁要开悟，几时开悟也定下来。那佛又何必出现在世间教法呢？如果每一个业你造下来了，那个果报一定是如此的，那我们又有什么可以做呢？有没有什么可以奋斗了？你造下了一个业，它就是必然的，那你就不能做什么了。佛陀说不是的，有些人造了小小的业，可是可能要受很痛的、很大的痛苦。 像下地狱啊，还是什么？有些人他即使是造了一些比较多的业，可是或者是同样的业，但他不需要受到同样的痛苦。那么差别在哪里呢？你们有没有想过，当我们为什么有像你讲可能不公平啊？佛陀就给一个比喻，比如说。 如果一个国王，一个穷人了，一个奴隶了，一个仆人，他偷了主人的东西，他偷了东西，果报是如何？那么可能被抓去处罚，对不对？被砍手啊，还是什么？这古时候有这种罪，这种刑罚，那就砍手。那么，如果是一个国王去偷了人家东西，怎么样呢？ 当然，因为他是国王嘛，他偷了东西，在古时候呢，他是王嘛，他判人家就有人家谁来判他呢？那就没有事了。那么另一个比喻呢，是佛陀说，你把抓一把盐，你倒在一杯水里，你把一把盐 你放在一杯水里，你搅搅搅，你喝得下吗？很咸很咸，对不对？你喝不下。可是你拿这一同样的一把盐，你撒在恒河里头，然后你再去拿一瓢水，去拿起一杯拿来喝，喝得下吗？喝得下，对不对？那佛陀说，一个人很有戒定慧，很有功德，很有美德的人，如果说他不小心还是什么，他犯了一些错误，造了一些业，那他未必要遭受很大的果报，他还是要受那个果报。可是他比因为他的承担力比较强，所以因为他有戒定慧，他承担力比较强，所以他那个果报成熟的时候呢，不会像一个没有戒定慧、没有功德的人成熟一样，不会。所以一个没有戒定慧的人，如果他又造了恶业，他的可能一点点的恶业足够让他下地狱。可是另一个人，如果他很多戒定慧，他也不小心犯了一些错，那么他可以过得了，因为他的修行的关系，他的功德的关系。这个就是我们的转机，这就是今天要跟大家讲，我们的因果法则里面并不是什么东西都是一定定下来，你再也不能够，你的定下来你 是怎样，几十几是怎样，就是怎样，不能够改变，不是，它可以改。那怎么改呢？那接下来我们专心的是怎么改。所以当你一明白这样的时候，你对命运，你不管你怎么称呼它没关系，你叫它命运也好，你讲它宿命也好，什么都没关系，重要的是人的生命有转机，这是要传达的。在因果法则里面，人的生命不是死定的，它有转机，能转多少，怎样转啊？这是我们接下来的所关心的课题。 So talking about this fate, I want to tell you one thing that once the Buddha was telling the monks. Monks, when we say something is life is your fate is fixed and you can't change, if everything is so fixed and you can't change, your life is fate is so fixed that you can't change, then there's nothing much that Tathagata, the Buddha, the Blessed One can do for the world. What can do? What should we do? If everything is fixed, why must we talk about learning the Dharma? Why must the Buddha preach the Dharma? No. It is not so fixed. It can be changed. Because of that, the Buddha taught the Dharma to us. And the Buddha gave a simile. He said, suppose you have a... he said, some people, the Buddha said, some people, when they commit a little bad, but that little bad can cause them big suffering. But another person may commit the same bad things, but may not suffer that much. One example, the first example the Buddha gave is, it's like a slave or a servant, a low status person. When the person steals something, he may be caught by the king, and then once he's caught, he will be punished severely. Maybe cut his hands or whatever in the ancient time. But what happens if the king does it? If the king steals something, because he's a king, he's one that punish other people and nobody can punish him, so he gets away from it. This is one example. Another example, the Buddha said is, if someone take a pinch of salt, and then a handful of salt, and put it into a cup of water, and you stir, and try to drink. Can you drink it? No, it is too salty. But if you take the same amount of salt, you throw into the Ganges River, and then after that you take a cup of water from the Ganges. Can you drink that? Can. Because why? Because the salt is so little, the river is so much. The water in the river is so much. So it wouldn't cause much difference overall to the river. So in the same way, If a person has cultivated a lot of sila samadhi panya, virtues, concentration, and wisdom, and then cultivate a lot of merits, a lot of parami, and if that person happened to have committed a wrong, an offense, he can't. He may not suffer that much. His good karma, a lot of good karma may come to support him. Or to intervene, then he need not suffer that much. On the other hand, if you find another person who doesn't cultivate merit, sila samadhi panya, virtues, concentration, wisdom, who doesn't accumulate merits, and when a person who is poor in karma, weak in karma, and commit something wrong, that wrong may pull him down, sometimes even to hell. Whereas another person that is have a lot of merits, very rich with merits, have a whole storehouse of merits, may not have to suffer that much. This is the key that we want to see. That life, that our life can be changed. It shows that we can change our life. But how? This is our main concern. There was once during the Buddha's time, there's this merchant. He carried many goods in his bullock carts. And he was doing business from one place to another place. And one time, he was at the riverside. He was thinking, this season, this wet season, raining season, I will stay here and there. Here. Then another, when come to cold season, I do my business here and earn so much money here. Then next year, then I will go back. He was planning his future. He was planning how by the time he has earned enough, he'll go back to his home. He'll bring the money for his wife and children. And then, at this time, the Buddha was with Venerable Ananda. And the Buddha noticed what was going on in the mind of this merchant. And then the Buddha smiled. And Venerable Ananda was very alert. Whenever the Buddha smiled, it's always with a good reason. And very often, there's a reason to propound the Dhamma. Then immediately, the Venerable Ananda asked the Buddha, "The Tathagata never smiled without reason. What is the reason for the Buddha's smile?" And the Buddha said, "Did you see? Do you see the person at the riverside? He's still planning this and this and this, from which time he will go here, go there, go everywhere. But he doesn't know that in 7 days' time, he will die. He will die. And after dying, he will go to hell." Then Venerable Ananda always have a very soft heart. So he said, then they say, "So, may I go to tell him about this?" Then the Buddha said, go, please go and tell him about this. Then Venerable Ananda went to tell the merchant. Of course the merchant was shocked. Someone come and tell you what happened on your mind. Will you believe him? Exactly what you think. The person come around and tell him, you are thinking like this and like this and this, and you die in 7 days. Of course, you tend to believe in such a person. Then he got very alarmed. Then he quickly said, "No, if my life is coming to an end, I don't even have enough time to go back home. I might as well spend all this wealth I have worshipping the Buddha, inviting offering to the Sangha." So he invited the Buddha together with all the Sangha for a 7 days dana. At the end of the 7 days, when the Buddha was giving a talk as a Thanksgiving talk, the Buddha expounded Dhamma to this merchant, and he became a sotapan, a saint. The sotapan no longer will be reborn in wuful realms. But he changed. Instead of being reborn in hell after dying, he still died that day. He still died. But after dying, according to the Buddha, he was reborn in heaven. So you see, this is also another person, the life change. Because of Dhamma. Because he was so fortunate that he met the Buddha. His karma, according to his karma, he's supposed to die in hell and go to hell in 7 days' time. But because of the Buddha, and also because he really grabbed the opportunity offered to him by the Buddha and Venerable Ananda, he took that opportunity. He took that message well. Instead of not believing, instead of still continue dreaming, he immediately decided, I must give all my wealth. Give away. No use you keep. If you die, how can you carry your wealth? You can't carry your wealth to your next world. It's impossible. So, he decided to carry his wealth in the form of karma. He gave away. So he accumulated good karma. He placed his faith in the Buddha Dhamma Sangha. And he trust the Buddha's words and listened to Dhamma. And as a result, he got enlightened and became a Sotapan. How wonderful. This is one great example of changing the life. You really can change your life with Dhamma. With Dhamma, it's the most effective way and most powerful way of changing our life. Why? 讲到转运，我们讲到在佛陀时代，就曾经有一个商人，他这边去做生意，雨季这边他们做了很久生意，他还在有一次他来到河边，他就想啊，我要这里在雨季要在这里度过，冬季要在哪里做生意，到了做赚够钱后，然后明年呢啊，我就会把赚到的钱呢全部回到去家乡，好好的照顾我的妻子和儿女。他在继续盘算着要这样这样这样这样。这时呢，刚好佛陀跟阿难尊者就在附近。这时佛陀知道了这个商人心里在想的是什么，佛陀微笑。佛陀的微笑不是普通的微笑，阿罗汉的微笑也不是普通的微笑，他们微笑的时候通常有特殊的因缘，特别是往往都是讲法的因缘。所以阿难尊者声明是很善解人意，他一看到他就知道佛陀微笑不是普通的因素，一定要让佛陀说，借这个机会请佛陀说法。结果阿难尊者就问佛陀，如来微笑绝从来没有无端端的微笑的，请佛陀讲解为什么佛陀微笑呢？佛陀就说，阿难啊，你看到那个河边那个人吗？你看到他吗？他正在想几时这个季节在这里，在那个季节去哪里，这个季节去哪里，他在这么想。可是啊，他真的不知道他7天后就要死了，而且死后呢会下地狱。那阿难尊者向来都有很有柔软心的，他想，佛陀啊，既然是这样，我现在快快去告诉他好不好？佛陀说，好，去跟他讲，去跟他讲。阿难尊者就快快来到这个商人面前，就跟他说，啊，朋友，你是不是在这样想，这样子想，这样子想，这样子想啊？他傻了，怎么我怎么想你都知道，他是佛陀说的。那么佛陀说，你只有7天的寿命，7天后你死了，而且死了下地狱。他听得很震撼，7天后要死了，死了下地狱，你还要讲什么呢？你还要计划什么呢？你还要去哪里做生意？还有什么呢？没有，这些财富对你来讲一点作用都没有了。你再累积再多的财富，死后你能够带到哪里去呢？可是这个商人毕竟是聪明的人，他想，我也来不及回家了。真的，那个时候古时候不是像现在这样一天就可以走很远的路，7天你能够去哪里？常常要从一个地方到一个地方都是上几多个月的。所以他就想，最好的方法当然 财富带不去，不能带去来世，有一个方法可以带去来世，布施。他想布施就可以把我的功这些财富带到来世，快点请佛陀跟僧团全部来受他供养，大供养七天。做了大供养过后呢，七天过后，佛陀在这个说法，七天后就跟他说法，说法。这时呢，这个商人的心也已经准备好了，经过七天的供养，心也很清净，也很柔软。那么就听一听法过后呢，他的心就开悟，成了出果圣者。那他成了出果圣者过后呢，他还是逃不开他的命运，他还是在第七天死去。可是这一次呢，他死了，因为出果圣者绝对不会堕落苦界，所以他死了不是下地狱，他是上天，他是上天。所以多么好，这是一个很强的例子，改变命运的例子。他是怎么改变命运的呢？通过佛法，通过法的力量，他改变他的命运。其实我们要传达的讯息就是，法是改变命运最大的力量。为什么？ Why? Why Dhamma is the power that can really change our fate? Change our, well, or fate, or you don't like to call it fate. Change our fortune or change our future. Future can be changed from the meditator's experiences. It is proven that future can be changed when the meditators discern their past life. No matter how they discern, unless they discern wrongly, if they discern correctly, they only get clearer and clearer each time they discern. But the past never change. But when they discern their future lives, the future lives basically are just, for the meditators, they are just the projection of the karma. So when they change, they meditate harder, they cultivate more, develop more merits, and they look into their future, they see their future change. Suppose if they get a future life, to be reborn as a human being, then you realize, well, I don't want to be reborn as a human being. I do more and meditate more, meditate hard, do dana, sila, bhavana, offerings, observing morality, and then meditation. Again, next time, and then make aspiration, I don't want to be reborn in human realm, I want to be reborn in Brahma realm, let's say. And if the merit is powerful enough and see into the future can change. The next time may not be in human realm anymore, it can be in heaven, Deva realm or Brahma realm. So future can change from our meditators' experiences. It proved the Buddha's teaching. The future can be changed. And how they change it? Change it with the power of Dhamma. Why? When we talk about Dhamma, we are talking about the universal laws, truth. Truth that exists even before the Buddha appear, even before the Buddha declare about it. It's just a gravity. Gravity exists before Isaac Newton declared about it. It is there. It is natural law. Because it is natural law, it is very powerful. And whoever lives according to it, they benefit from it. Whoever lives against it, will suffer. Because no one can go against it. Even the Buddha is just, he became a Buddha. He used all his powers to help others to be free from suffering according to nature law, according to Dhamma. That's why after enlightenment, he still worshipped the Dhamma. He looked around, there's no other person deserve his worship except the Dhamma. Because it is so important. This is natural force, natural power. And whoever invokes a power dharma, they get tremendous power and strength in their life. Pure powers, pure strength. That doesn't harm us. Only uplift us, benefit us. Because when we talk about Dhamma, we are talking about natural laws. The Buddha is just the person who declared it. Why is the power of the Buddha can change our fate? Because the power is the natural law. The natural law of the Buddha in the Buddha 还没有出现在世间就已经存在。佛陀只是宣布说，哎，有这样的法则，这样而已。有没有佛出现在世间，法都存在。所以因为它是自然界的法则，它很有力量，任何人依它而过活就有力得到它的力量，违背它就要受苦。就像地心引力，地心引力的力量它本来就有，并不因为牛顿说有地心引力，看到苹果掉下来说有地心引力就有地心引力，不是，有没有牛顿都有地心引力。所以同样的，自然界的法则是有很大的力量的，你善于利用自然界的法则，你的生命就会大大的改变，大大的改变。这一个比喻，你想，如果现在叫你游泳，从马来西亚游泳到海南岛，那你想可能吗？你可以抵达吗？靠两只手两只脚可能吗？你说不可能，半路就死掉了，对不对？或者是给鲨鱼吃掉了还是什么。但是你看古时候的人，当他们发现到风力的时候，他们驾起了帆船，借风力他们就可以从这个海南岛随着这个东北季候风来到了南洋，然后又跟着西南季候风又回到了中国。风力，因为他们懂这个风，自然界的风的力量啊，这些是科学的力量。今天你们科学的力量，我们不需要做太多的比喻。从一个手机、电视机，全部这一切都是自然界法则的力量，快快的、大大的加快了人世间的种种的一切。那么我们要讲的是命运之法，我们的生命的运程之法，这个跟我们是比科学上我们物质的法更有贴身关系，更重要。因为如果我们懂得命运之法，这个跟我们贴身关系的法，然后我们就懂得改变我们的命运。当然，当这里我讲命运的时候，我不是说死板的命运，我是说在因果法则里面我们所讲的命运。当然有些人说没有，不喜欢讲这个，用这个命运这个名词就没有命运，这也可以，有和没有看你怎么解释这个命运这个字眼。暂时就允许我用这个字眼作为一种方便，大家明白，当我讲命运的时候，我讲的是因果法则里面的规则，不是宿命论里面的命运，是因果法则里面所讲的命运，就是说你的未来会如何如何，那么通过这个法你可以改变你的未来。 So why this Dhamma is so powerful?Because it is natural law, it can change our life. Just look at one example. Suppose if we suggest you swim from Malaysia to China, how do you think? To Guangdong. Do you think you can succeed in swimming just by swimming alone? Just hands and legs? No, it's too far. You'll be fully exhausted. You will not be able to reach it.But look at the ancient people, those merchants few hundred years ago. They know the power of wind. They put up a sail on the boat.
and catch the wind. And by the power of wind, they come from China to Malaysia, to Southeast Asia, and from Southeast Asia to China by the power of wind. You see, they use a boat. So this is power of science. So same, I'm sure you have a lot of experience that we don't need to talk much, just from handphone to television to everything. For those who know how to use material law, then people, they can change people's life because of the power of science. But one we are concerned is now the spiritual law. Spiritual law that really affect our life, really help us to change our life. One very helpful thing is the law of cause and effect, karma. Again, we come back to karma. Yes, no doubt. Because of karma, we suffer. But also because of karma, we enjoy a happy life. So if we know the workings of this karma, then we get the key of changing our life. We find the key. This is one of the many, one of the very important keys. Of course, there are other aspects of Dhamma. All you need to do is, you need to know how to put in the right causes for happiness. If you want happiness, you put in the right causes for happiness. You want wealth, you put in wealth or whatever. If you want enlightenment, you develop, you cultivate virtues, concentration and wisdom, real wisdom. Then you will be able to get the strength, and then your life will be changed for the better. 其中一个跟我们改变我们命运最直接最关系的就是这个业因果的法则。因为有因果我们受苦，我们的业让我们苦，但是也是我们的业让我们快乐，我们的业让我们快乐，让我们得到财富，让我们得到高的地位等等成功。那么我们要知道，当我们明白这一点的时候，我们就看到了希望。很简单，你问你自己，你要为你的生命里面得到什么，你就给它种下对的因。你要财富，你种下财富的因。你要平静快乐祥和，你种下平静快乐祥和的因。你要自由，给自己自由种下自由的因。你要开悟，你要觉悟，你要成就涅槃，你给自己种下戒定慧的因。所以这个，那么一讲到这里呢，它就牵涉到很广的课题了。好，我现在知道因果了，我知道改变我的命运了，那怎么做吗？当然最基础的，我们都知道善有善报，恶有恶报。但真正在运作起来的时候呢，它有无限的奥妙。你要懂，你要懂得哪里？为什么这么多人都知道，也其实也很多人都相信善有善报，恶有恶报，但是总是做不对。到底是什么因素让我们，如果作为佛教徒也相信佛陀的教法，也相信因果，也皈依三宝，也守五戒，可是有些时候就是总是做不到？怎么样才能做到？是怎么样的因素之下我们能够做到我们要做的？在怎么样的因素下我们做不到我们要做的？这是另一个课题了。 So now when we understand the law of karma, then you may think, well, I also believe in law of karmaI also believe in the law of cause and effect. Good will produce good. Doing good will produce good result. Doing bad will produce bad result. I also know.
I also wish to cultivate the causes for wealth, for happiness, for peace, for freedom, all. But and yet, you'll find that among those who believe in the Buddha's teaching, among those who sincerely believe in the cause of the law of cause and effect, still there are people who cannot do it correctly, who cannot really work on the right causes. Why? Then you have to further investigate. That's how, that's why further understanding of the Dharma become necessary. Just believing cause and effect, it produce some effect, but not enough. Sometimes, even when we believe, we lack the power to do it. We lack the power to faithfully, to really carry it out. Due to lack of wisdom, due to lack of knowledge about other aspects of natural law. One important reason is when our mind is cloudy, when our mind is veiled, is covered by delusion, when our perception or perspective gets wrong. That is a time, even you believe in the law of cause and effect, but you don't come to a right conclusion about life experiences. You will take things wrongly, understand things wrongly. At that time, especially when we are emotionally affected, when we are not calm, when we have a lot of self-interest involved, when we have a lot of ego involved, our vision, our perception is clouded. We don't see things correctly. We don't understand things correctly. That's a problem. Even you really want to help yourself, you really love yourself, you really want to bring happiness to yourself, but due to delusion, due to not understanding the experiences happening here and now, then we come to the wrong conclusion. We make wrong decisions. And due to our attachment to our feeling, when our feeling is bad, we start to perceive things in a bad way, wrong way. When our feeling is good, we start to perceive things in an over-bright or over-optimistic or unrealistically good way. So often, so this is one reason that even when people know, people believe in the Buddha's teaching, but they cannot really work it out. So that's why sometimes we advise people, especially in major decision making in life, I say, do not trust your judgment when you are not calm. Do not judge your trust your judgment when your mind is in unwholesome state. Do not trust your judgment when your feeling is not good, not pure. Do not trust your judgment when you know your perception, your contemplation, your reasoning is heavily affected by selfishness, ego, self-consciousness. Do not trust. Wait, be patient, contemplate on Dharma until the mind really calms down, until the mind is pure, is detached. As if you look at your experience like as an outsider, detached. It is not yours. It is only there. Experiences are just experiences. And then you may be able to have a clearer vision. You have a better clarity about the issues or the situations at hand. So that is the one important thing to note, to take note.
那我们要怎样才能够拿到，才能够帮到我们自己呢？即使是我们相信因果，有些时候我们还是帮不了自己。相信佛陀的教法，我们还是不懂得怎么帮自己。常常我们做错决定，常常我们理解错误，把东西错误的去理解，常常我们因为我们的私心、偏心、妒忌心、种种的烦恼、种种的杂染，我们的知觉被污染了，被淹没了，感受也不清净。有些时候特别是苦受的时候，你的知觉也不同，苦的时候看到什么东西都好像很暗，快乐的时候看到是什么东西都好像过度明亮、过度乐观的，它都不够真实，不够如实。因为我们的心没有很清明，因为我们给自我私心感种种干扰，因为我们的知觉给我们对感受的执着污染了。所以在这个时候我们常常劝导，不要相信你的判断。当你的情绪浮起的时候，不要相信你的判断。当你的感受不好的时候，不要相信你的判断。当你生气的时候，不要相信你的判断。当你激动、生气、妒忌，或者是什么什么样的时候，心不能够很清明的时候，不要相信自己的判断，等让自己的心冷静下来，超然起来。当你的心超然的时候，就好像你看自己的问题，就好像别人，好像站在别人的角度看自己的问题一样，就好像你看别人的问题一样。当你能够这样做到的时候，不执着的时候，那么你看东西会比较清明。不然如果我们的心、我们的感受给我们的自私心污染了，那我们看东西不会清。在那个时候不要相信自己，不然你相信自己的判断，你做错决定，即使是你真的相信因果，可是往往你做一个错误的决定，那个错误的决定就给自己的生命带来痛苦。这是第一点，把自己的自我放下，这个是一个很重要，要达到清明的知见的一个很重要的先决条件，就是放下自我。你一放下自我，你发现到很多贪嗔痴、妒忌、污染都不能够产生。放下自我，你发现到你的感受是很健康的，不会出一大堆不好的感受。放下一个自我就很容易了，很容易的去理解东西，很容易思考东西。这是一点。 So one important approach we do to avoid making wrong decision, wrong approaches to life is to let go of this ego, the self-centeredness, the selfishness, the wrong view of I, the craving to this I, the conceit, the pride about this I. Because of that, because our wrong view, our craving, and our conceit, and all other defilements arise, because of this I, this is mine, this is myself, all defilements arise. Feelings become distorted, perception become distorted. So, first thing, let go. This will give us clarity. Clear, pure, perception. When we have clear pure perception, then we can understand life well. We can understand our experiences well. So there's so much more to do. But today we can't talk so much. Already more than 1 hour. So if you have a chance, we can share again further. There are a lot more to do. How to invoke the power of Dhamma in our daily life, in our meditative life, spiritual life, monk life, nun life, lay life, business life. Really? All we need to do is how we must know how to apply the Dhamma in our life. So tonight, I only share with you this much, that just this one thing, improve our clarity, our clear vision, purify our perception, know how to make decision, know how to come to pure vision and understanding, that will help us a long way. Very often, just by this alone, you find that a lot of answers are so clear to you. The answers of life become so clear to you. Then you suddenly find very amused. How come I don't know about it long ago? It is so simple. Why I didn't know about it earlier? Actually, very often because our mind is clouded. Our mind was disturbed, veiled in delusion. So if we have pure vision, by letting go this I, this selfishness, then you'll find just this alone will help us a long way. There are more Dhamma to help us, but just this alone. Contemplate on this, my friends. Please work on this. Just this one thing, improve your decision-making process and try to see how Dhamma changed your life by practicing detachment. This is just a passive approach. Just this, by not doing much, you just need, without doing much, you already have, you can improve your vision and help you in a lot of understanding about life. Then next time, when we meet again, we will share what are the positive actions to take to change our life. How to take positive approach, brave approach, effective approach, efficient approach to change our life. Whatever life you are in, you talk about lay life, monk life, nun life, business life, whatever. Okay. 所以今天因为时间的关系 也不早了, 也超过1个小时多, 那我们不能谈太多, 今天只能够跟大家分享 这个如何通过让心清明, 通过放下心里的自我和私心, 我们让我们的心清明, 让我们的心能够很清楚地 很如实地 看到我们生命的课题, 然后自己, 往往你发现到, 只要你能够做到这一点, 生命的很多答案 会自然就已经显现, 它自然就显现得那么的明显, 真的, 通过放下自己的自心, 自私心, 自我, 通过得到清明的自见, 你就能够进步很多了, 那这个是, 不需要做什么多的, 只要放下而已, 放下那些障碍而已, 你就可以大大的改进 你的生命。 那下一回我们有机会再见的时候, 我们再谈, 我们改变我们的生命的过程上, 我们如何积极的, 做一些积极的行动, 去扭转我们的所谓的命运。 希望这个佛法的分享能够带给你们好处, 希望你们每个人的生命都会从慢慢的逐渐的走向光明, 而在光明中的愿你们的生命走向更高的光明, 一直到最终提证更高的法, 提证涅槃的快乐。 So I wish all of you can benefit from this sharing of Dhamma, and may the power of the Dhamma, may you be able to change your life, uplift your life, and then
from move towards light. For those who are already living in the light, you move towards a greater light, pure, to higher happiness, to realize higher Dhamma, and eventually come to realize the happiness of Nibbana. So I invite Bhante to lead us in sharing our merits.